This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أنا أهلكناهم بعذاب من قبله لقالوا ربنا لولا أرسلت إلينا رسولا فنتبع آياتك من قبل أن نذل ونخزى قل كل متربص فتربصوا فستعلمون من أصحاب الصراط السوي ومن اهتدى وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzat has repeatedly in the Quran in many verses explicitly and emphatically highlighted the various weaknesses and shortcomings of man. At times Allah has referred to man by saying, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا Man has been created weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ Man has been created with a hasty nature. In fact, under the commentary of this ayah, Allah says, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ اسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ That many a times in a person's hasty nature, he tends to curse his own children. Sometimes in the hasty nature of man, he invokes wrath upon himself. Another verse of the Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ Man is kanood. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi commentating on this verse explains kanood. Kanood is that person who remembers the bounties but ideally forgets the giver of the bounty. Another weakness of man, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا Allah says man has a very narrow heart. He is a miser by his nature. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنفَاقِ Allah says, if I had to make you in charge of my treasures, you would have not spent. Out of the fear that it will come to an end, knowing very well that my treasures will never be exhausted. But given your nature, O insan. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ When I favor him, he becomes arrogant. When I test him, he becomes despondent. Both conditions show that he is not connected to Allah. His arrogance and his despondency. So Allah Ta'ala has highlighted many, many weaknesses of man in the Quran. And one of the common weaknesses in man is, which the Quran features quite commonly and extensively is, that man cannot admit and acknowledge his wrong. This is a human weakness. He finds it very difficult to admit his wrong. In fact, more tragic than the fact that he cannot admit his wrong is that when he's told about his wrong, when he's cautioned about his wrong, then he ideally accuses, blames and implies his wrong or to prove himself innocent. Whenever man is told that this is what you have done is wrong, he blames, he accuses, he implicates, he insults to justify what he has done. And the greater the wrong, the more the accusation. The greater the wrong, the more the accusation. Hence the Quran speaks about the accusations that the dwellers of Jahannam will level against everyone because that will be the pinnacle of grief. So they will blame this one, they will blame that one. Why did we end up in Jahannam? إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ Verily this is a reality and that is the arguments of the dwellers of Jahannam. We see commonly in this world, the losing side is always arguing. The winning side is not arguing. The losing side is forever arguing. Allah Ta'ala draws the picture of how they will pass the buck to one another, why we ended up in Jahannam. If you only can comprehend the eloquence of the Quran. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to visualize that time, when the disbelievers, the transgressors and the criminals will stand before Allah. And they will be passing the buck. Literally the Quran says, passing it to one another, blaming one another. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ The weak, the followers will tell the leaders, really you people caused it in this world. You that were in influential, high profile positions. You really led us and misled us and you showed us the wrong things to do. Wallah, if it wasn't for you, I swear we would have been believers. These people will then retort in the court of Allah and say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ The leaders will say, did we physically prevent you from guidance? No, no, you by your own wrong, by your own vice, you deviated and you opted for vice. You yourself are sinners. It won't end there. They will respond again. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضِعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Don't forget the evil plots and the agendas that you had by night. And you used to always invite me to your evil gatherings. And you always told me to do this and you do that. Have you forgotten all those things? It is because of that I'm suffering. When they will realize that blaming others is not to avail them, then there will be one way out to vent their frustration. Imagine the Quran says, كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah will repeatedly show them their evil actions to intensify their regret, to make worse their pain and their torment. So they will be punished on every level, and one will be a psychological punishment. And that is, they will be shown the evil actions constantly. See what you did, that is why you're suffering. Just to aggravate the grief, hasaratin alayhim. So the last way, when they will blame and accuse, but nobody will take responsibility. So then they will make one request to Allah. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا مَنْ قَدَّمَ لَنَا هَذَا فَزِدْهُ عَذَابًا ذِعْفًا فِي النَّارِ Allah, do us one favor. According to me, this is the man because of whom I ended in Jahannam. But he blatantly refuses and he denies it. Allah, there's one way you're able to soothe me, is whatever punishment you're going to give me, give him double, I'll feel happy. Allah, whatever you're going to punish me, punish him double. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ Allah, give him double the punishment, then I will feel at ease. And obviously the easiest target to blame will be the devil, the softest target. And undoubtedly the devil has a share in every evil, but he is not the ultimate cause of every evil. So before mankind will accuse the devil will deliver a lecture in Jahannam. The Quran speaks about it. And I literally use the word lecture in Tafsir al-Uthmani. This is the term used. World-renowned Iblis. Listeners will be millions and billions. Venue Jahannam. Duration 15 minutes. And thereafter question and answer session. The Quran says that when the dwellers of Jahannam will go to Jahannam, and obviously everybody will want to accuse the devil now. The nature of man to accuse. So the devil will clear the air before all accusations are leveled against him. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ The devil will say, listen, listen, all you occupants of Jahannam, Allah save us all. All you dwellers of Jahannam, listen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ Allah promised you that this day was to dawn upon you.